Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. And I'm here on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in. You know, last time I sort of, and I probably will do this every show, just sort of recap to me what a holistic entrepreneur is so that you know, if you're in the right place. To me, it's more about how a philosophy. You see the person as a whole, not just an individual. You see the mind, the body, the spirit, and how they all work together. To me, that's being holistic, holistic minded. Now, it doesn't really matter what you do. I mean, you might be a life coach or a business coach, or you might be an energy worker or do body work, or you might do something totally different. You might have a blog or a radio show or be an author. It doesn't matter. If you come from that holistic perspective, in my mind at least, you're a holistic-minded entrepreneur. And if that's you, you're in the right place. And if it's not you, you can listen anyway. So I wanted to share with you a little bit about what's been kind of going on with me. We just got back from our annual sort of slash business and vacation time in Kauai, one of the Hawaiian Islands. And we go every year and I love it there. It feels so different there. Magic happens when you're on the island. And I'm going to talk with you about why that's an important thing to talk about today as well. You know, a few years ago, we actually figured out a way to, in the United States, at least, make it tax deductible. We have clients over there. We make it a business trip. We meet with our clients and we, you know, try to get new clients, and often we do. And so it becomes a tax write-off, which is awesome. My husband has a book on the golf courses of Kauai called Golf Kauai. And so, of course, he has to check in and see if they need more books or if they want to do some promoting. So we do have clients on the island, but we also do some video work when we're out there. And, you know, when I talk with clients, I can talk with them on Skype or a Google Hangout. I don't physically have to be there with them. But to do video work, you almost have to be there. So it's a really good way for us to sort of have to have that trip to Kauai every year. You know, we work while we're there. That's true. But it's, to me, it's so much better than working in the winter in Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it's funny how things happen when you're away from home. And that's why I'm sharing this with you. You know, I was thinking about the show from the beach one day. And it was, you know, cool and, you know, a bit windy. But, you know, hey, I'd rather be sitting there than in Wisconsin in the wintertime. And, you know, there are vacation by owner rentals everywhere in the world. So you could easily do this. It's easy to find places to stay. But what's interesting is you always meet new and interesting people. And you never know when a connection is going to help you on your entrepreneur journey. You know, so I feel alive when I'm in Kauai. I mean, I feel it's just a different feel. It's a different vibe. To me, it's an energy thing. So how about you? I mean, how do you feel? Is there a place, a special place that you feel really, really good? You know, you feel great. It's like you could do anything and possibilities just open up for you. For me, you know, I love the ocean. I love being by the water. I don't necessarily like to, you know, sunbathe or anything like that, but I just love that water. To me, that's what feeds me. But for you, perhaps it's, you know, the mountains or the forest or somewhere in Europe or something like that. So, is there a place that you feel different? You feel really good. Like it's a place where you can reflect and think and plan and things just manifest for you. Now, if you want to actually travel and do all of that, I would certainly get, you know, some advice from someone who knows something about taxes and see what you can deduct and write up for business and all of that. Even if you're just going to, you know, prospect while you're there, but you have to prove that it's a business. You can't just have it as a hobby. And I am certainly not an expert on tax stuff. So I would encourage you to talk to somebody about that if you see, you know, travel as part of what you want to do. Now, I know some people who do retreats in foreign places, and many of them are coaches, but they make travel a part of their entrepreneur journey. I know many people who do this, and one of the reasons they do that is because then they get to go too. So whether you're a coach, or maybe you make it a mastermind event that you have with a group that you belong to. You know, masterminds are where everyone contributes, so the onus isn't all on you. You know, that's a wonderful destination for a mastermind group to meet, anywhere you want it to be. But being away, it's such a great time to reflect. And it's that think time. It's getting out of your environment. You know, breaking the pattern. In internet marketing, they call that pattern interrupt, is what they call it, is when you break the pattern so that there can be a change. There can be growth. There can be opportunities that maybe weren't there before. Now, especially if your life is stressful or not going well, it helps you to do something different. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a big trip. You don't have to go to Hawaii or Europe or any place like that. It can just be an overnight at a bed and breakfast, or maybe a long weekend. Or, you know, even it can be just something you imagine. It really doesn't matter, because your brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined anyway. So whatever your situation, get away, break that pattern. That pattern interrupt is so important, I think, to the entrepreneur journey, because we need that from time to time. Now, we tend to go to Kauai every March, and that's kind of our time of year. And partly it's because it's just the time we've always gone, but partly it's because leading up to that time, it's really stressful in our business. You know, it's tax time, there's all of that. You know, so the downside is we have to finish our taxes before we can go. My husband, Mike, actually does that. But the other thing is, and maybe you find this in your business, is that once January 1st hits, things get busy again, and we get really super crazy busy, and things are very stressful. So when in March we plan to go to Kauai, we're still working while we're there, but that distraction of being somewhere else, not having to think about all the stressful stuff for a while, allows you to expand and to grow. It allows you to imagine and to dream. And, you know, we get what we focus on, right? I mean, that's sort of the law of attraction at work. So it behooves us to focus on something good. And if things aren't going so well in your business or at home or whatever, getting away, breaking that pattern so that you can focus on something else is really helpful. So think about that. You know, what can you do? You know, can you do maybe an overnight or a weekend, or maybe you have a vacation planned? And maybe you have to wait for vacation time and you don't have any. So then just imagine, but go somewhere, even if it's just in your mind. Brain doesn't know the difference between the real and imagined. So now we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, I want to share with you one of the biggest challenges I've had on my current entrepreneur journey and how I overcame it. This is Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We're going to be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself, or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The ultimate health and wellness gift set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the ultimate health and wellness gift set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show here on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm so glad that you came back to join us for segment two. Now, if you're just joining us, we're about to dive into our topic for today, so you haven't really missed anything. So, you know, people always ask me, okay, how do I start? How do I begin doing this whole entrepreneur thing? I've never done this before. And so I always encourage people to start with you. That's what I say, is start with you. You have to love what you do. You have to be passionate if you're an entrepreneur. You can't just, you know, punch a clock and have limited responsibility. It's all you. So you have to really be in there. You have to make your heart sing. So on the last show, I challenged you to the miracle question exercise. And if you want a little refresher of what that is, in case you didn't hear the last show, the miracle question kind of goes like this. I want you to imagine that when you go to sleep tonight, while you're sleeping, unbeknownst to you, a miracle occurs. And tomorrow morning, life is different. It's the way you want it to be. Your miracle, your dream life. How would you feel being in that world, in that new world, where everything is the way you want it to be? What would that be like? And how would you feel, most importantly? I want you to, if you haven't already thought about this, think about that. Spend some time, just take a little, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes away from everything else and just reflect on that. Because I think that's such a good way to start. It's how you're going to discover what makes your heart sing, what feeds your soul, what really is the thing that you want to do. Now, once you know that, then you can move forward. I really think that people need to start there. You know, you have to do something that you really love. You don't want to do something that you don't love or that you don't have a passion for, because you won't have the steam. You won't have the perseverance. You won't have the stick-to-itness. You know, you just won't be able to make it through, you know, some of the challenging times. And there are going to be challenging times. Now, as sort of a kind of maybe a silly example, in my life, I'm having all these computer problems. And I don't mean just little computer problems. I'm meaning like 3 months of computer problems. And, you know, I could have given up. In fact, there was a time that I thought, okay, what is the universe trying to tell me, that I'm not supposed to do this? But, you know, I am so passionate about what I do that I'm not about to give up. I'm not about to let them, whoever them is, win. And that's what keeps me going. That's what you need, that drive, that why, that huge why. And that's why I think the miracle question is such a good sort of exercise to go through. So now next, once you know, okay, what is it that makes my heart sing? Once you know that, then the next step is, okay, how do I reach people that need what I have? How, you know that you can solve their pain, you can solve their problem, but where are they and how can they find you? Now that's where I've struggled. And it's really taken me longer than I care to admit to reach this place. And that's why I want to share this with you, because I think this is a struggle that many new entrepreneurs have. So, you know, the biggest challenge was to really focus on a niche. You know, I had always heard that, you know, you should have a niche. Okay, well, I kind of, you know, played with it a little bit, but I didn't really grasp what it truly meant. And so I've made some changes along the way, and it took me a couple of years to get this right. But I am hoping that by sharing this with you today, it will be helpful for you on your journey. So kind of backtracking a little bit, when I left the clinic and I started my private practice, I kind of knew, you know, who I was meant to serve. You know, it was, you know, patients. I had to learn the insurance stuff and the legal stuff. I mean, there was lots of learning, but I knew who my market was. It was patients with pain, mostly migraine headaches, but also other physical and emotional pain. And those folks usually had insurance. That was kind of my niche. Then after the accident, my practice took a turn and I didn't have as many patients in my schedule. And dealing with insurance companies was getting harder all the time. My lease was going to be up and the only option for where I was a 3-year lease. And I didn't know where I was going to be in 3 years, you know, 1 year, much less 3 years. So at that time, I closed my physical office and created a virtual practice. Now, I knew, you know, that I should have a niche because I had taken all these classes, but I started with what I knew. You know, I started with pain, specifically migraine headache sufferers. And insurance, though, wasn't part of the equation because I was kind of in a virtual practice and insurance doesn't really pay for that. So I didn't really think too much about a specific person or create an avatar. I'm going to talk more about an avatar later, but I developed this coaching program with tools like guided meditation and nutrition and stress management and teaching people what they could do for themselves to reduce or even eliminate their migraine headaches, because I had been able to do that in my own life. I'm a migraine sufferer myself, and I was able to pretty much, I mean, I still have them occasionally, but really minimize just by changing my lifestyle and changing my stress level. So I created, you know, I did free webinars. I had people all over the globe sign up and they loved my stuff. They did. I did free consultations with people from the UK and South Africa. And, you know, Skype allows you to do all those things. And so I had people all over the globe who were interested. But the thing that I didn't do right was that I didn't assess first if it was a profitable niche. That was my mistake. So a profitable niche is like a group of people who are, you know, easy to find, easy to connect with, but they're also eager to invest in themselves, you know, time, energy, money. And in my group of people with migraine headaches, many of those people were, you know, on disability, or their money was going elsewhere. It was going to doctor's visits and emergency department visits and medications. So even though they love my stuff, they didn't have or couldn't part with the money or didn't have it to spend on coaching type of stuff. So it was a great learning for me. Now we're going to take another little break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you some of the next things that came to me and how I narrowed my niche, which eventually got me to where I am today. So you're here with Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur at the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and we're going to be right back.
My Dreams, My Challenges, and Joys is an inspiring book by author Linda Genazzo. This real-life account of raising a child with autism from birth to adulthood takes you on a journey of compassion, love, and hope as it tells the incredible story of a devoted family and their beloved daughter. Together, they faced adversity and never stopped believing they would find the help they were seeking. A breast cancer survivor, Linda Genazzo has a giving heart. With a background in social work with the mentally ill and the homeless, Linda continues to help families in her community. And her book, My Dreams, My Challenges and Joys, brings greater awareness to autism and those families in need. To purchase your copy, visit www.lindagenazzo.com. It's also available on amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. Don't delay. Get your copy today.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Hi, you're back with Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So when we left off just before the break, I was talking about sort of my first chapter of my entrepreneur journey. And that sort of led me into the next chapter. As I mentioned, the folks with migraine headaches just either didn't have the resources or couldn't, you know, didn't want to participate in the coaching program. Their money was going elsewhere. So then I developed a membership program for stress management. Now, there was another mistake with this, which I'll get to in just a moment. But, you know, I had a few people enroll. You know, I created membership programs. It was a sort of a drip program. So I created all the lessons for like a year. Every 2 weeks, they got a new lesson on the membership and they could stay in the membership as long as they wanted to. And I had a few people, you know, enroll, but it wasn't droves of people. And what I realized was that I wasn't being narrow enough. You know, folks had money to pay for this, but I was trying to speak to everyone. I was trying to help everyone who had stress. And, you know, people who have stress, that's pretty much everyone. So it wasn't really enough to provide me with the income that I needed because there wasn't enough activity there. And, you know, it was about that time that so many people were, you know, asking me how I did that, how I left the clinic and started my own practice. You know, they'd take me to lunch and sort of pick my brain and I'd mentor them a little bit. And that was all very nice. But, you know, it happened maybe four or five times. And I thought, you know, maybe I should investigate this because it's a little bit more narrow than people with stress. So I thought maybe this is my niche. But you know what? I still had to get specific with that because becoming an entrepreneur is huge. I mean, there's so many things to know. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that it took me a couple of years to get specific enough to make it profitable. And, you know, I had taken courses and paid lots of money on list building and you know, expert, you know, services, adding services, doing webinars, you know, offering free gifts and the funnel system and, you know, using free gifts to lead to other services and products. And I mean, I had studied all that stuff. And again, people loved my stuff. They loved my free stuff. I had a bunch of free stuff out there. I still do. But they didn't really buy too much. And, you know, none of them were really in my focused niche, my narrow niche. So I really needed to create a specific niche and stop trying to serve everyone. I didn't even know what my niche was, I guess, in the beginning, because I tried to serve everyone. And creating an avatar really helped me. An avatar is a detailed description of your ideal client or customer or whatever you want to call that. When I coach authors, I create an avatar. I have them create an avatar actually for their ideal reader as they write their book. I have them do that as one of the first things they do before they write their book is who are they writing the book for? So I'm much better at using avatars now than I was a couple years ago or a few years ago. And an avatar is only one person so that your marketing is speaking directly to them. Now, you're certainly going to reach other people. You know, it's not saying that you're not going to talk to other people, but you want to really be speaking to that one person directly. And so you really need to know that person in every detail. So in creating my avatar, I still needed to find a specific enough niche. So I thought about, okay, what value could I bring? There were so many things. Not that I'm an expert in everything, but I had done a bunch of things. So one of the things that kind of came to me was it's about building a platform. There were so many different things, albeit sort of by accident, but, you know, publishing a book and having audios out there made me sort of, you know, searchable. I mean, made me very searchable on search engines like Google. And so I had done that. I had built a platform based on publishing and some audios, which is also publishing. You know, I had learned so much along that whole journey that I thought, you know, I could break it down and make it simpler for other people to be able to build their platform through publishing. So I thought, okay, maybe this is my specific niche. It's not teaching entrepreneurs everything. It's just one piece of it. You know, my own experience with the audios that I recorded back in 2008 and my book were just humongous platform builders. It really put me on the map, you know, the Google map, at least, so to speak. And so I thought, you know, if I can do it, other people can too, and I can help them do it. Because there's all different ways that you can build a platform, you know, through social media and videos and all different kinds of things. And I was not the expert in all those kinds of things, nor did I really want to do that. But I knew I was really good at this. So that's where I really honed down my niche. It was an aha moment for me that I had finally found it after a few years. So I again created a new avatar. This actually took, you know, a couple of years to get it right and to hone it down enough. And, you know, one of the teachers that I've had in the past says, niche down until it hurts. And I think that's really good advice. And I think of that. I still think of that time, you know, from time to time. Niche down until it hurts, until it doesn't even feel comfortable. But you know that you've got to be specific because you can't help everyone. You can't reach everyone. Because a person who tries to help everyone or reach everyone, serve everyone, really serves no one. That's really the way it is. So I was almost pushed to define what I do for a radio interview that I had a while back. And I had to say exactly what I did. And in having that to get specific, it finally clicked. You know, we often want to serve everyone. I know I want to. Those of us in helping professions especially, we just want to help everybody. But we can't, because then we end up serving no one. So you have to be specific, and you have to be the expert at that one thing. Just one thing. You don't have to do it all. I mean, you can always, you know, have them come back for something else or refer to other people for something else, but you don't have to do it all. And to me, that was my biggest lesson. Having to be specific, narrowing down your niche until it hurts. I still remind myself of that. Others will be your customers and clients too, but you don't have to market to them. You don't have to turn them away, but that's not where your marketing energy goes. It needs to be specific. So now we're going to take another little break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how you can narrow your niche and find what that really is for you. So this is Bonnie Gressel on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
We're back. This is Bonnie Gressel with the Holistic Entrepreneur on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Welcome back, everyone. You know, we were talking about narrowing your niche and really knowing your avatar. I don't know how much income I lost with, you know, by not honing it down earlier and really getting specific. I'm just glad I've finally found my way. But how do you find a profitable niche? And it really must be profitable. I mean, that was my first mistake. Now, unless you don't want to create income from it, and some people don't. Some people have other revenue sources, and they're just doing this because it feels good. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, then you don't have to be as concerned about a niche being profitable or not. But I think one of the first steps in finding your profitable niche is, first of all, finding out what it is that you can, how you can serve people. So taking a look at your strengths, you know, your journey, what you can share, what you've learned, you know, maybe even the hard way. We often choose to work with someone who is very much like ourselves, actually. So there might be a correlation there. But you have to, as I mentioned before, you have to love what you do. So taking time to think about what is it that I'm good at? I think that's a really good place to start. What would you do if you didn't even get paid for it? You know, what makes you feel good? What makes your heart sing? And that's why I left you with that miracle question last week, because I think that's a really good exercise to get to that. So think about it. I mean, you may even want to make a list. You know, what are you good at? What have you done? What have you accomplished? You know, making that list, you'd be surprised. I did this in a class that I was in a few years ago, and it was amazing. All the things I had to write down, I didn't really stop to think about it before that, but the list was pretty long. And if you need some help with this, you know, you have a friend that knows you pretty well or knows what you've done, have them help you with it. Because, you know, we don't always see it ourselves. Sometimes we need to have an outside person, you know, see it and say, well, what about this? And I'll remember when you did this. So making that list, I think, is a really good, again, a really good exercise to go through. So when you have your list completed, say you have, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 items on there, things that you're good at and things that you feel that you've done or have accomplished, and you can put it in two separate lists or put them together. It doesn't really matter. But then I want you to also make a list of things that you really loved, that you had fun doing, that really juiced you, you know, that you really loved. And when you take a look at those lists, you'll be able to see some commonalities, some general elements, and a theme will emerge. Then that's what you can build on to solve other people's problem. And this is kind of where we get into the avatar. I mean, there's lots of pain out there, right? To me, it's all pain. I mean, if people aren't the weight that they want to be, they're not in the relationship they want to be, they don't have the money that they want, they're just not happy in some way. To me, in my mind, that's all pain. And there's a lot of pain out there. There's a lot of people who have needs and wants. And they're just looking for someone like you to help them solve their problem or their pain or their desire. So think about the people that are out there. What do they need? And how you can meet that need. And then don't forget to take a look at the profitability, unless, of course, you don't need to and you don't care if it makes any money or not. But if this is to generate income for you, take a look at the profitability. You know, a profitable niche is, again, easy to find, meaning that they collect in groups, that you can find them online, on Facebook, on, you know, groups somewhere, meetups, whatever, that they're easy to connect with, that you can have access to them. They're not like closed groups or associations that you can't get any access to. And that they're willing to change or grow, something that will eliminate their pain. I mean, everybody wants to be out of pain. Nobody wants to be in pain, right? But people are not always willing to do what it takes to get out of that pain. So it's easy to find, easy to connect with, and eager to change, to eliminate that pain. And then the other thing is they need to be willing to invest in themselves, willing and able to invest in themselves. And, you know, not everybody is willing. You know, they say, oh, I should, or someday I will, but they don't. And so you need that though. And then the other thing is to be a narrow and deep group of people, meaning they have a specific problem, a very specific problem that you can solve, but there are lots of them. There are lots of people like that. So create your avatar. Who is that person that's easy to find, easy to connect with, eager to change, willing to invest? And there is a bunch of them. A specific problem, yet there's many people. So creating that avatar usually, you know, when I work with clients, I have them really spend some time on this. And I say, okay, you know, I want you to come up with at least 500 words. You can use bullet points, but 500 words describing your avatar. Your avatar being your ideal client or your ideal reader, if they're an author client. Not just the demographics, but, you know, start by describing them. Who are they? You know, what are they like? Give them a name. You know, imagine them in your mind. Give them a face. What do they look like? Describe them. You know, what do they eat for breakfast? Do they drive to work? What do they do for work? What do they do when they're not at work? Do they have a family? How do they spend their time? How do they spend their free time, if they have any? How do they, what kinds of things do they enjoy? How old are they? I mean, you know, not just the age and the demographics, but way beyond that. And then get into, you know, what do they crave? What is their pain? What is their, you know, what's the thing that keeps them up at night? You know, the thing that they have toss and turn about. What is that problem, that big problem? And where are they now versus where do they want to be? You know, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the avatar and creating that, because I think this is so important. If you don't do this step, it's just going to be difficult. I'm Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Well, welcome back. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you have come back for another segment. You know, before the break, we were talking about your avatar, which is your ideal client or customer. What are they like? I mean, really fleshing that out in detail. And I want you to think about, after you've described them and who they are and what their lives are like, what is it that they want to change or improve? What is their pain? What is their big problem, you know, the one that keeps them up at night? Now, there's something I want to share with you, that which I learned a while ago, and is very interesting. And not everybody recognizes this always, you know, because we think about what do people need, and I'm going to serve what they need. Well, you know what? What people want is a bigger driver than what they need. It truly is. It doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's kind of not intuitive, it's counterintuitive. But if you think of, I always use the example of a little child in a candy store. Now, this is in the old days when kids probably went to candy stores more. When I was a kid, we had candy stores. But a child in a candy store, you know, they want a piece of candy. And they can have a whole temper tantrum like, I want that piece of candy. They don't need that piece of candy, but they want that piece of candy. And adults, or everyone, really, human nature, is the same. The want is stronger than the need. People sometimes know what they need and aren't going to do it anyway because they don't want it. So finding what that person's want is also part of your avatar. You can help solve their pain, you know, and help them get what they want. So solving their pain will get them to a place in their life that they want to be, whether it's, you know, weight loss or relationships or money or business or whatever it is. Now, your job and mine, and this is what I struggle with, and I struggled with it for a long time, is don't try to solve everything. just one specific piece. You want to be the expert at this one thing. So when you hone it down and you niche until it hurts, then you can go to, okay, what do they want help with? What are their hopes and fears? Who else and what else are they seeking out there? And that's where, you know, some of the internet stuff comes into play, like keywords and internet searching. What are people searching for? What would people search for to find you? You know, what are they looking for online? And there are various ways to do that. And we don't have time on today's show to talk about that, but maybe we'll at a future date if there's some interest in that. But the other thing to ask is, how much are they like you? Because I mentioned earlier, we often gravitate towards, you know, people who are kind of like us. And oftentimes that's what we're really good at because we've had to overcome something. Like with me, as an example, in my migraine headaches, I wouldn't probably have gone into neurology and really studied the brain and done all the migraine stuff and developed the clinic if I wasn't a migraine sufferer too. So part of that is, you know, what are you like? So how much are they like you? And if they are, you can relate your story, how you overcame adversity, challenges, whatever. It makes you more credible. It makes you a real person to them. So once your avatar is defined, you can create, you know, the other stuff like an opt-in that gives them a freebie of some sort, a free report, an audio or something, and you get their name on a list. That's how you start building a list. You know, that's one way. It allows you to build it, and building a list allows you to build a community of people, a list of people that you can help. People that you can send information to, send helpful information, and periodically stuff that you've got for sale, kind of, you know. So starting out with that free stuff, but then you want them to really get to know you and, you know, sort of that know, like, and trust type of thing. So a good way to do that is starting by giving value. And don't just, you know, give stuff to give stuff. It really has to be valuable stuff, valuable things. So think about what your avatar wants and needs. What is their pain? And then how can you begin to create relationships with those people? You know, maybe getting into some, you know, groups on Facebook or LinkedIn or some places like that. And what kinds of freebies can you offer them? So that's really sort of the next step. But really, creating that avatar around your specific niche. That's the thing that I wanted to make sure that I addressed with you today, because that was a huge learning for me. It's really changed things in my life. Now, the other thing I wanted to share with you, because this often happens, and especially with people who are in maybe the helping professions or people who just are excited about what they know and how they can help people and how they can share with them, is overwhelm. It's really easy to overwhelm people because, and for me, that was a huge hurdle. In fact, it still continues to be a challenge. I mean, I struggle with this all the time. I have to remind myself not to overwhelm people because I have so much to share and I want to help them so much. It just all comes spilling out. But people sort of glaze over and they're not even listening to you after a while. So it just sort of paralyzes them. It overwhelms them. So I think it's really helpful to center yourself, to ground yourself. It allows you to talk slower. I'm not doing a real good job on today's radio show with that, but on my other show, I typically have about a 1 minute breathing meditation, and that helps to center me as well as all the listeners out there. But for those of us, especially, I think, who are in, you know, who are helpful by nature, who just want to help people, we know so much and can share so much. We have to really be careful not to overwhelm them. You know, from your perspective, you can see all the possibilities and ideas, and it's easy. At least it's that way for me. That's my experience. It's easy for me to get excited and to want to say everything all at once. We sort of gush all over people. But, you know, it just glazes them over and they just paralyze. They're just not even there anymore. They tune out. So, you know, as I mentioned, I still struggle with this. But I have to hold myself back sometimes. You know, as an example, when I'm working with a client, I check in with them very frequently how it's going, because overwhelm is common. Now, we have to take another short break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about overwhelm and what you can do for that, and also share a success secret with you by the end of today. And if there's time, I'll maybe even give you a little bit of homework. I'm kind of known as a homework queen. So this is Bonnie Gressel. I'm the Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
Can your ideal clients find you when they search online for what you do? If you're like most people, you might be surprised at how weak your online presence really is. There's a lot you can do to increase your online exposure at little or no cost if you know where to look. Holistic Entrepreneur Coach Bonnie Gressel is an expert in helping clients enhance their online presence so they can grow their business fast. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGroessel.com.
Hi, you're back with Bonnie Gressel on the Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you're joining us for this last little segment, because I have some success secrets to share with you and a little bit of homework. Now, I was talking before the break about overwhelming people and how easy that is to do and how important it is to slow down. You know, everything, for me at least, everything wants to come out all at once. And that's not fair to the client, and it often paralyzes them. And, you know, we all make mistakes, and I know I still make mistakes all the time, but I want to share with you a success secret for today that might be helpful in this particular situation in terms of overwhelm. To spend some time grounding and centering yourself, either before you meet with a client, or you have a meeting, or even a Skype call or whatever, or maybe even during your session. And there's something that I like to use that's really just, I mean, it's just simple breathing. You know, it's not a, and, you know, some people think that meditation is sitting cross-legged and going om for an hour. Well, you can meditate that way, but you don't have to. And you don't have to spend a lot of time at it. So just simple breathing. This is what I do on one of my other shows, is I just encourage people to breathe in through their nose, and then to exhale any way they want, but to let everything go that they don't need right now. Just to breathe. You know, we have to breathe anyway, but we so seldom pay attention to it. We never think about our breathing. And just the simple act of being aware of your breathing, of how the breath is coming in through your nose and bottoming out in your abdomen, as it gets all the way down, and the exhale is just, it has you thinking about that. And then you're not thinking about all the other stuff, and it slows you down. Now, I have something called a 2-minute relaxation technique that's on my main website, which is BonnieGroessel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGroessel.com. That's my main website, and it's called the 2-minute relaxation technique, and it's kind of up near the top on the menu on the right-hand side. And if you click on that, it takes you to a page that has a video that is out on YouTube as well, so you can find it there, that sort of guides you through the 2-minute relaxation technique, which is just a little bit of a few things added to just the breathing. And you can also get an audio if you want to, you know, subscribe to that, but the video is just on there for you to see. So that 2-minute relaxation technique, or simply just breathing, is enough to bring you down, and just enough to slow you down, so that you're not spilling everything out and overwhelming people. And really, just that one little thing is enough. So that's my success secret for today. And now, in terms of your homework, you may want to go check out the 2-minute relaxation technique on my website. Or maybe you want to just breathe. Or maybe you want to light a candle and watch the flame and just sort of be mesmerized by that. All of those things are forms of meditation, truly. So I would encourage you to find something that fits for you, that you can do some grounding and centering and really, you know, anchor yourself a little bit. And that will help with everything. And then the other thing is, of course, if you're working on your niche, I would encourage you to remember that mantra, niche until it hurts. That's what I always have to think about. You know, begin with that list of what you're good at, and then who needs what you have, what you can do to help them with their pain or their problem. And narrowing it down to that one piece, don't be a one-stop shopping. You can always do more later, but just narrowing it down. I hope that today has been helpful for you on your entrepreneur journey, and I wish you all the best. Next week, I have a guest, Pat Rulo, is going to be with us. She's an author, speaker, and a talk radio host for many years, and I'm excited to have her on the show. So we'll see you next week on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central. This is Bonnie Gressel at the BBM Global Network TuneIn Radio.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.